Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a BetMGM Friday on the Michigan Sports Network. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Sign up now and use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to win free bets. That's bonus code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up right now. New customer offer paid in free bets. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 for free bets. That's SHEPBET100. Sign up now.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? We began a journey together on the only show willing to tell like it is. We're all about huge opinions, big name guests. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. We're proud to be the only statewide syndicated afternoon sports radio show heard on 19 radio stations. If you own a business, you want to be heard, you better get in touch with Michael Gerson and Marty Boer at the Michigan Sports Network. Go to MichiganSportsNetwork.com, your digital destination for everything you need. Inside this hour, we'll get an update on some huge news out of our state capital in Lansing. I retweeted the stories from David Eggert, who's an Associated Press Lansing-based writer, that Michigan lifts mask requirement for fully vaccinated people after new CDC guidance order takes effect on Saturday, which is tomorrow. So if you're fully vaccinated, people who are outdoors will no longer have to wear a mask regardless of their vaccination status after July 1. But if you're vaccinated beginning tomorrow, there's no mask requirement for you. Now, after July 1st, a broad indoor mask mandate will expire, apparently, regardless of whether the state hits 70% vaccine rate. So there you go. Now the question is, how will that affect spring sports at Michigan high schools? How will that affect the youth and rec sports all across Michigan? And if you get into lifting the mask mandate tomorrow for fully vaccinated people, and after July 1st, the masks are thrown out the window, how will that affect, let's say the Rocket Mortgage Classic is in Detroit, I think 4th of July week, right? What about attendance numbers? Will they increase with no mask? It will be interesting how sports, which we should get some direction, I would think, today, tomorrow, Monday at the latest, on how these new mask mandates being lifted come into play. Because you got the spring sports happening at Michigan high schools. You have the club sports. You have, well, I think if the colleges are doing the heavy testing like the pros, they didn't have to wear the mask. I know youth and club sports, what was the ages, 13 to 18 or 13 to 19, I think, who weren't playing high school sports still have to test and mask. So the vaccination, some say, has expedited things. Others say the CDC has completely changed course. March 29th, they were talking like masks are going to be here for another year. And there is some debate from epidemiologists saying, well, masks should be a part of our daily culture. Well, now you're getting into the politics and the medical part of this where epidemiologists and people like that have been front and center. Their business has never been bigger and more focused because of a pandemic. And there are things like the World Health Organization saying that the world made major mistakes when this virus first hit out of China. So as I posted and tweeted, I hope we've learned a lesson, America and the world, that will never go back there, and that we let the medical science and data guide us, not politics. That's it. I was pumped up, man. I turned up my speakers. This has been, it's not over, but when we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, it's a feeling that you want to celebrate the end of this and not forget about the people who have dealt with it and the pain and losing a loved one. I'm not casting any shade there, but just the fact that it's quickly changing, which kind of fits the pandemic. It hit us quick. It was almost day to day. And then there was doom and gloom. Even from the CDC, that, oh, the next year, you could have masks. So now the question is, why not open up all those businesses right now? Let them have 100% capacity. That's something else we need to see. If you're lifting the mask mandate, if studies are showing that outdoors and even indoors, that the 6 feet of separation isn't a factor in contracting the virus, a major factor. And we'll have Dr. K, our sports medicine insider, will join us in about 20 minutes. But let's open everything up. Let's do it. Let's do it. And if a business wants to say you have to be vaccinated to come in, that's their choice. That's their choice. They put their money into that business, their heart and soul, their livelihood. So if you're lifting the mask, if you're, you know, and that'll be July 1st for everybody, so maybe that's the date. But open it up right now. Let those businesses survive. And I know a lot of businesses are having trouble getting employees. That's why they're not opening up. So nothing against anybody who needed the unemployment when you needed it, when we didn't know where this world was going. But it's time to get Michigan back to work and Michigan open. Mark Yule, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, is standing by. And so, Mark, you guys get wind like we do out of Lansing with fully vaccinated beginning tomorrow. The mask mandate is lifted. Now they're saying July 1st, regardless of vaccination numbers, if they're at 70%, that mask mandate will be lifted for everybody. Any word on how that will affect the spring sports at Michigan high schools and maybe even into the summer workouts?
Not yet, Bill. Good afternoon, by the way, and I'm afraid this might be some really bad radio here for the next 2 minutes, but I've literally, Bill, been sitting at my desk for the last 2 hours, continuing to hit refresh on the MDHHS website page. We have been told that an updated epidemic order is going to be released soon. I'm hoping that soon is any minute because, reading the media reports, this new order is going to go into effect tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. But we have been told for months that we have to follow everything in the order. Now, I am reading directly from Governor Whitmer's press release today, and it says, quote, under the updated MDHHS gatherings and mask order, Michigan who are outdoors will no longer need to wear a mask regardless of vaccination status. And in this press, end quote. And in this press release, there's no strings, it appears, for sports or contact sports. And so we're just waiting to see that in the order that goes into effect tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So our staff, we have the email written based on the reports that we're getting, that once we get confirmation, we'll hit send, and that will go to everybody within our school community, which are our administrators and our coaches, and hopefully we'll have good news to confirm here shortly.
Well, you just mentioned the comment from Governor Whitmer about anybody outdoors. Is that the July 1st dated one where regardless of vaccinated or non-vaccinated, the mask will be lifted? Or is that the updated one beginning tomorrow that mask for vaccinated will unless a business says no, you won't have to wear it indoors or outdoors. But you're telling me that tomorrow outdoors, which they did say, I think, last week, that outdoors you won't have to wear a mask, and that's all Michiganders. Is that correct?
That's what her release. That's what the governor's office press release said. And if I can, I'll go on. I'll read the next sentence, Bill. It says, while indoors, fully vaccinated Michiganders will no longer need to wear a mask, but residents who are not vaccinated or have not completed their vaccinations must continue to wear a mask or face covering to protect themselves and others. And then the last sentence says, after July 1, the broad indoor mask mandate will expire. So that single paragraph from the governor's office press release, as I'm reading it, it says that outdoors masks are no longer required, and then indoors, if you're fully vaccinated, masks are not required. If you're not vaccinated, the masks are required. And then again, I'll repeat that last sentence because I think it's pretty important. After July 1, the broad indoor mask mandate will expire. So again, we're just hoping that we get an updated epidemic order here very, very quickly so we can get the official word out to our schools.
Well, best case scenario you're hoping for, and Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, is joining us on the Meyer guest line. You're hoping if they start that tomorrow morning that those kids playing sports tomorrow all across Michigan, boys and girls, high school and maybe even youth and club sports, might be mask-free for the first time in a while, right?
Our soccer kids and, right, and our lacrosse kids, absolutely. And, you know, everything we've heard for months, Bill, it's they're talking 1% to 2% transmission of individuals who are outdoors. And, you know, we look at our experience from our fall sports with our outdoor fall sports and the low levels of COVID and transmission we saw. So, best case scenario, less than 24 hours, less than 20 hours, we could hopefully be in a place to where all of our spring sports can finish up with masks no longer being required.
How awesome would that be? Just for those kids to have an ending point that's just normal playing, right? And now, I do wonder, with this outdoor and the no mask, does it affect the attendance allowances, the regulations, the number that can come in to watch not only high school events, but maybe even next level when you get to some of the college and pro games here in Michigan?
Good question, and that is something I hope will be in the updated order. And Bill, I'm even hoping that there might be something on testing in the updated order, that, you know, with things, and by the way, for the first time in 3 months, Michigan, we are, if anybody goes to COVID Act Now, that's one of my daily websites, Michigan has been red for the last 3 months. Well, today was the first day that we're back in the yellow category. So our case numbers are falling, positive test rates are falling. So we've talked about this earlier on your show, is that weekly testing requirement that right now is scheduled to expire on May 31st. Even hoping that there could be some early tweaks to that as well, just because testing during the summer months with schools on their break and recess are going to be a real challenge.
And by the way, in the last go around from Lansing, they did announce that if kids 16 and older, and now even some of the younger ones, but that was just approved. But if you're 16 or older and you've been fully vaccinated, you don't have to go through the high school testing protocols or the contact tracing if you're near someone with COVID. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. And that's, and as we've talked about, you know, getting fully vaccinated and opting out of the testing is big. But what I think is even bigger is if you're fully vaccinated, no longer being subject to the close contact quarantine, I think is even more significant, because we've had so many kids that have been sidelined with activity because they were sitting, you know, 5.5 feet in class or at lunch with someone who later tested positive. And, I haven't seen the exact numbers on that, but I also think if you went back to all those that had to quarantine because they were identified as a close contact, who then ultimately ended up testing positive for COVID, just anecdotally, I believe those numbers are also very, very low.
It is kind of crazy. As fast as this hit us in March of 2020, how quickly it's gone from gloom and doom at the end of March, mid-March, to where we are now. Tomorrow, if you're fully vaccinated, no mask indoors or outdoors, and July 1st, regardless, no mask. So I hope that leads to all those businesses who have been shuttered or limited in capacity. I hope that's announced soon, that they, beyond sports, that they get to get back to paying their bills, and we'll have more people allowed to a Tigers game, to any sporting event, high school, your state championships. Wouldn't it be awesome to have your state championships be allowed full crowds? Wouldn't that be great?
That would be fantastic. And, you know, heck, the Tigers, Bill, they're even coming off a sweep right now. Okay. So maybe this will mean more folks at Comerica Park.
There you go. Look at Mark. He Silver Lining. His name is Mark Silver Lining Yule. He got that name when he was little, and it stuck the entire way. No, they're playing good baseball, but, you know, and Mize and Boyd and Turnbull, I love the youngsters. So, yeah, and even Whitecaps or the Lansing Lugnuts in your neighborhood down there in Lansing, the Great Lakes Loons. How awesome would it be to have just a summer of normalcy? I get goosebumps thinking about that, Mark.
Incredible. And I think the fatigue and the frustration that's built up with all of us over the last 15 months, to have a summer with no masks, with no testing, and then, you know, from our perspective, and looking forward to an August that appears that will even start as normally as it can be, it is really answered prayers.
Okay, so in the governor's announcement today, and what you just mentioned, and Mark Yule, executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, if I can spit that out, joining us on the Meyer guest line, you mentioned that the governor, July 1st, regardless of vaccinated or not vaccinated, the mask mandate being thrown out the window. Will that give you a chance to allow teams, the fall sports, maybe to get a little extra practice time to practice in a normal fashion and maybe extend when they can begin training or those things? Are you guys working on that right now?
We are. So our summer rules normally kick in the Monday. This year it's Monday, June the 7th. That's the Monday after our state track and field finals. It's the Monday after baseball, softball districts. It's the Monday after district soccer. The opening rounds of our golf and tennis tournaments, opening rounds of lacrosse. So starting on June 7th, that's when all of our summer activity, which, you know, it's a lot of team camps indoors with basketball and volleyball. It's a ton of time with kids in the weight room, getting stronger and faster for the fall. It's, you know, outdoors, it's summer baseball and softball. It's football 7-on-7s. It's cross-country kids getting in their summer miles. So we're hoping that by the time, Bill, June 7 gets here, that it'll be a world without face masks. Again, what it looks like right now is for all of our outdoor activities, a big unanswered question is, well, what do kids in the gym, what does that look like during the last 3 weeks of June? And then the biggest question right now is, does testing end on May 31st? Does testing end earlier than May 31st? And we're just hoping, because those test results, Bill, are very consistent with what they've been all year running. Again, what we're just hearing from leagues and conferences, big schools, that their positive test rates are below 1%. We are hoping that the required weekly testing is something that disappears come June.
Well, and you get the ages now being dropped down to, what is it, 12? Is that the number?
12, yep.
Yeah, so 12 years of age. It was at 16 and then just dropped down this past week. So the numbers of the kids testing, the herd immunity, we're going to talk about all those things with Dr. K, our sports medicine insider, in our next segment. Just a summer of normalcy, man. It's an exciting time. And I know, you know, my heart goes out to everybody who's dealt with this pandemic. But moving forward, wow, Mark, and just you, your team, everybody at the Michigan High School Athletic Association, your member schools, what a job. And I know it's not over and there's still work to do, but man, to get through everything to where we are today, you know, how many times have we've gotten together? It's been good news to announce, like, football was back, or, you know, the winter sports were back. But to have what could be long-term great news for our kids, our schools, those parents, the referees, everybody, the trainers, the PA announcers, everybody, the concession stands open again, everybody connected to high school sports, what this could mean to so many Michiganders. Amazing.
Absolutely. And no, for everybody, once we get the official word, we will get an email out to our school community. And for all the listeners out there, you know, our social media platforms will have the confirmed news shortly after. So follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We will push that news out here hopefully later this afternoon as soon as it's official.
You know, what was kind of cool during this interview, you're in Lansing. I'm here on the west side of the state in Grand Rapids at our flagship stations, 106.1 FM and AM 1340. And both of us had pauses or mild distractions because we were refreshing our computers, probably on the same page. I'm looking at the MDHHS epidemic orders, and I must have refreshed 57 times in the last 15 minutes.
I'm tired of seeing May 6th, the May 6th order being the top one on that page.
You're on the same
hitting
page.
Refresh, and hopefully that May 6th order becomes the 14th or 15th. And again, we're hopeful that tomorrow morning come 9 a.m., things will look different, especially for our soccer and lacrosse kids.
Yeah, I was hoping that they would come right out and the kids playing tonight, whether it's soccer, lacrosse, or tomorrow, and the youth and the club teams and everybody would just have a chance to really mentally have a cleansing. So we'll see. We'll keep everybody up to date. Mark, if it does happen, I might jump back in with you before we're done with this show. At MHSAA, by the way, on Twitter, if you want to stay up to date, follow the Michigan High School Athletic Association, MHSAA on Facebook, and MHSAA.com. If the new order is put in and the kids are allowed to go mask-free in those contact spring sports, they'll keep you up to date. We'll do the same here on the Huge Show across Michigan at MHSAA on Twitter, MHSAA on Facebook, and online at MHSAA.com. Mark, thank you so much, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Bill. See ya.
Yeah, I was really hoping it would happen right during our interview. Come on, the government doesn't move slow. I was refreshing. I said that the same page he was. There's May 6th. There's May 6th at michigan.gov/coronavirus. May 6th. I know a lot of you have thrown arrows at Mark Uhl and the Michigan High School Athletic Association. But I believe the dude should win an award from the National High School Athletic Association or in the state of Michigan for what he did along with his team and the member schools, that they fought for our kids. And yes, you missed the winter championships when this pandemic began in March of 2020. We missed all of spring sports, those graduations, but those seniors had to go through saying goodbye to their high schools. We then found a way to welcome back fall sports, but football was still in question. And then they found a way to save a season, and everybody made the playoffs. And then we had another pause. But Mark Uhl and his team at the Michigan High School Athletic Association did not give up. Not only on football, but on the winter sports. And the Michigan high school football season ended at the end of January inside beautiful Ford Field. And then the winter sports were compacted and they found a way to get done. And then here come the spring sports that were missed the previous year. And you're hearing that doom and gloom in early, mid-March, even late March. The doom and gloom. Oh my God, are we going to lose spring sports again? And if you're a mom or dad, uncle, aunt, grandma, brother, sister, coach, trainer, teacher, we watched those kids love what they were doing and they're playing. Middle schools, high schools, yes, they're testing. The club sports, yes, they're testing. The rec sports. What I feel is for a family, a sports league, a school that doesn't have a lot of money and how in the hell they were able to navigate this. But man, I will tell you, that I've had two of the best moments as a parent that I've ever had watching my kids play sports, because I was incredibly thankful. I told you the story when my daughter scored a game-winning goal against powerful Forest Hills Central and Grand Rapids Forest Hills Eastern, and those schools are all rivals, and the look on her face when that game was over. That's it, man. That's all I want as a parent. Or my son Ace, 2 weeks ago, is asked by his PE teacher, "Hey, man, you should come out for our final two meets and throw the shot put on the eighth grade track and field team." And he had never picked up a shot put. And 2 weeks later, in his first meet, one of two, he's going to do the conference meet next. One of two, Ace throws the shot put over 32 feet and he takes first place. And I arrive a little late, getting out of work, and it's over. I see him. He goes, "Yeah, I might have won. I'm not sure, but they don't post it till the end." So then he walks away, and I'm talking to some of the parents. And I look and I see Ace motoring down the track in a sprint. And I'm like, what? You know, Ace is like 6 foot, 210 pounds. I'm like, Ace? You know, he's got his long hair. I go, and he's hauling. And I think, you know, there's seven guys, whatever's in a track heat, eight, whatever, seven, eight. And he takes like fourth. And he's got the shoes he wore to school on. He looks like Huckleberry Finn running in the Olympics. And he ends up in, because they do like, what, three heats, right, 24. He ends up like running the 70 and the 100 and finishes like 8th and 15th. And I'm thinking, how many shot putters 2 weeks into a track and field career are running the 70 and the 100? I have to tell you, as a father, it wasn't about first. It was about him venturing outside of the box and trying something and having that instant success. It doesn't mean he may never throw the shot. I don't know. Is he going to win the Olympics? I don't know. But I was proud of him because he did that. I didn't have to be there and drive him back and forth to a club practice or anything. He did that. And like watching my daughter when she scored that goal, that was about her, her teammates. And that she left it all out there. That's the lesson in sports. It is. And a lot of people miss that. And as a dad, I probably missed it early when my kids were playing. But once you kind of see what they want in sports, it's a beautiful thing. And in the last week, the last 4 days, through all the games I've ever watched my children play, through everything, to know an Ace was born with Asperger's autism and he fought through it from like a year and a half until five and went to a normal school and he's a normal kid. And to watch him do that, and he was like in beast mode. I'm more looking at the running where I thought I was going to pass out. Like, did Ace just steal something from somebody at the other end of the track? That's it, man. And I didn't know this week. All those trips for travel, and I'm not condemning club sports or travel sports. But there is something different when you do it for your school, for the kid, not the parent, and maybe for some parents. There is something different when you do something special for the school you go to. Because you know what? You can walk down the hallways, and I saw the kids coming up to Ace, and I heard parents talking to them. And I looked at my daughter with her team, and I said, that's it. That is the high school sports experience, or middle school for Ace. I'm not saying I overreacted, but me and Ace are going to Tokyo, and I'm getting them in the Olympics. Not that I push things fast. Dr. K, our sports medicine insider, with the mask mandates being put to rest, with vaccinations now bringing freedom to people, what's that latest connection between the changing COVID-19 pandemic and the world of sports, from youth to high school, college to pro? Dr. K will join us next.
From Petoskey to Detroit, this show is huge.
COVID-19 vaccination walk-in appointments are now available at Meijer. We have limited supply available at every store. Check with your pharmacist to see if we have a dose available for you. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can still do so by texting COVID to 75049 or by visiting clinic.meijer.com. With walk-in appointments, we're making COVID-19 vaccinations more accessible in your community. Learn more at your local Meijer pharmacy or visit clinic.meijer.com today.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations. I think there's close to 30 across the huge radio network. For the one close to you, go to MrCarWash.com, and there you can join their unlimited wash club. Now, this is a quick and convenient way to keep your car shining all the time. It's everything you love about getting your car washed in a simple, easy-to-use, affordable plan. As an unlimited wash club member, you will enjoy all the benefits of washing as often as you like. No long-term contract, convenient monthly billing, and now you can be rest assured with a contactless visit. So go to MrCarWash.com right now, sign up for their unlimited wash club pass, and that means you can get your car washed at any Mr. Car Wash location across the huge radio network or anywhere in America. Sign up for the unlimited wash club pass now at MrCarWash.com, and for the location close to you across the huge radio network, you can also log on to MrCarWash.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store, Auto Value Service Center, will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store. Let's go get a quick update from Dr. Ed Cornelia. He is a sports doc, family physician, Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, also one of our sports medicine insiders. He's standing by on the Meijer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Good. Boy, quickly, and not really out of nowhere, but pretty close, that the mask mandate, if you're fully vaccinated, indoor and outdoor, ends tomorrow here in Michigan, following the CDC guidelines. And the governor announced on July 1st, regardless of vaccinated or not vaccinated, all mask mandates will end. How do you respond from a physician's perspective?
Yeah, you know, you're right. These things seem abrupt, and they are to some degree, because it's a complete change, but it's appropriate, very appropriate. The number of people who have gotten vaccinated, frankly, the number of people who have gotten the disease, and the fact that we're going into a summer pattern, the numbers are trending down across the board, means that it's time to do the things it's safe to do, and certainly getting rid of the masks is high time to do that.
Mark Yule, executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, was just on with us, and he's hoping he hears something from Lansing this afternoon that might eliminate the mask for the kids playing contact high school spring sports and even down to the youth club and rec. Do you think it's time for those kids to be able to play without mask from a medical perspective?
Absolutely. That I understand caution, but that should have happened, in my opinion, a while ago. And so now this just adds to that. There's no reason that people exercising outdoors, no matter how close they are to each other, should be wearing masks. There's even some thought, you may have talked about this already, but some thought that some of the data that suggested that, you know, it's a very low number that transmit outside, actually that data, it's even lower than they thought. So it's high time to get rid of masks on anybody who's outside doing anything. I suppose if you're really close together, sitting on a lawn, sitting, watching something, and you are completely on top of each other, you know, watching a concert or something like that, maybe the one instance where I'd be cautious is because if everybody's not moving around, they're all sitting right next to each other. But any sort of activity, exercise, when people are running around, even if they come in contact with each other periodically, there's absolutely no reason to be wearing a mask at this point.
All right, 60 seconds before I got to get to a network break. If you are vaccinated, based on the medical science and data that I've read about and hearing, and you take us inside the medical world, they're saying that it's very rare for any transmission of COVID-19 from anybody who has completed their vaccination.
Correct. If you're vaccinated, the likelihood of transmitting is very low. Even if you would get the disease, because they're not 100% effective, you're likely to get it at a much lighter level than you would. And so that vaccination has really has moved this thing along very quickly. So I'm very comfortable with vaccinated people being able to do pretty much anything, because the likelihood of getting something sick or getting someone else sick is very, very low.
Dr. K, thanks for the quick update. We'll talk later. Appreciate the time.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bill.
All right, Dr. Ed Cornelius, sports doc, family physician, Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, one of our sports medicine insiders, joining us on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer does have walk-up COVID vaccinations happening at your local Meyer pharmacy while supplies last. I got mine yesterday at the Meyer Naps Corner. Get yours today. Go to Meyer.com for more info.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Score a major payday this May with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Register using code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Pistons or the Nuggets. And if either team hits a three, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on basketball and hockey playoffs or just wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for the action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code SHEPBET100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on either the Pistons or the Nuggets. And if Detroit or Denver hits a three, you're a winner. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
The Van Andel Institute Marathon team is seeking runners to join in the 2021 Bank of America Chicago Marathon and TCS New York City Marathon. As an official charity partner of the Chicago Marathon, the VAI Marathon team offers free guaranteed entry into the race. Runners raise funds to support the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's. To learn more, visit VAI.org.
The second leg of Racine's most prestigious series is here, and you can get in on all the action with TwinSpire's money-back offer. Place a win bet on any race at Pimlico this week, including the 146 running of the Preakness Stakes, and TwinSpire's will give you your money back if your horse finishes second or third. TwinSpire's, download the app, get to the post, and bet today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpire's.com. Opt-in required with a max refund of $10. Expires May 15th. Must be 18 or legal wagering age. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. I do get word that my good friend John Cornack from the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, a man who has been on a mission to help children, men and women, families who have been dealt a traumatic brain injury that affected their lives, and he's extended it to helping our veterans, both male and female, and he's an amazing man, and John, he is standing by here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Welcome back, Johnny.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Bill.
All right, well, let's get to the latest. The Selfridge Project with your Michigan veterans and what you're doing, and you now have female veterans coming in. It's on the east side of the state, north of the Detroit metro area. Explain what's happening there with the Selfridge Project with the Eisenhower Center.
You know, we started this quite a few years ago. We had to go through the federal government, and we've all come together, and we're bringing female veterans in with their families onto Selfridge National Guard Base next week. So we're going to be able to help the homeless. We're going to help the people who have food insecurity and the people who need to rebuild their families and get jobs and make a difference in their life and be veterans all at the same time. and we're doing it right on Selfridge National Guard Base.
That's amazing. EisenhowerCenter.com, John Kornack. When it comes to traumatic brain injuries and also the way John and his team are giving back when it comes to our veterans and the VFW National Home for Children, new friends now of the Eisenhower Center. Let's talk about that project.
Oh, well, that is just an amazing project. I talked to, his name is Fred Puffenberger. I just love his name. I mean, we can just start with that, but he runs the home over there, and he just has a passion. He and I are much alike. We've met, we've talked. So he's opened his facility, like Selfridge, over there for families. So that's on the west side of the state. So Michigan really has this covered. Michigan is doing the right thing, and it's stepping up, and it really should be the beacon for the whole nation.
Now, the VFW National Home for Children, where is that located on the west side of the state?
Well, it's over in Eaton Rapids.
Oh, great. Lansing area. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, we got both sides of the state covered. And so it's way over. It's in Eaton Rapids. It's on Waverly Road. Excuse me. I'm from the east side. You can tell. But it's an amazing program where they take families in. The houses are much like the Selfridge homes. They're just beautiful, and they're ready to move in. He's waiting for applications. And it's just, that's another amazing program.
Yeah, amazing. But I've been to the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. You can see what John Kornack and his team and their mission and how they've helped individuals, families, traumatic brain injuries. They also have turned their attention to our veterans who have dealt with traumatic brain injuries and coming home and giving them hope for a new beginning. And now the VFW National Home for Children in Eaton Rapids. And on the flip side, there are the politics involved that can affect people who are dealing with traumatic brain injuries and also the extended families. Let's talk about this CPAN legislation and how it affects traumatic brain injuries and the rehabilitation centers like the Eisenhower Center.
Yeah, the CPAN, that's the Coalition Protecting All the No Fault. We had some bad legislation to go through a couple of years ago through the Senate and Senator Cherokee. He's the leader of the Senate. What occurred is they took away the benefits in no fault. So they left no fault, but they just gutted it. So they're forcing all the facilities like mine to only bill out 55% of our typical rate, as though we were making so much money that we could, you know, give it all back. And the centers are just reeling. They can't stay open. We've already lost 700 employees in the state. We've lost care for 222 clients in the state, and we've lost five facilities. And the law hasn't even taken effect until July 1st. So it's really just disrupting many things in the state of Michigan and what we've been able to do. And that's because we have a $20 billion MCCA fund that's there to cover these people for life. But the problem is there won't be a center to cover them. There won't be someone there to care for them, to love them, to really put their arms around them and say, let's help move your lives forward. So it was really terrible legislation. It was pushed through at the last moment. And they're saying, well, we're going to reduce the rates for Michiganders. And it really hasn't done that. And they gave us back the MCCA portion of our fund, but that was just for catastrophic injuries. So they really didn't give us anything. They just gutted our care. And it's sad. I mean, we've been fighting, as you know, forever to try to keep it. And part of that is just because there's a lot of veterans injured in auto accidents every year. So it's just not the lay people, but it's so many people that are hampered by this law, and they're not grandfathered in. So if, you know, the benefits at 55% is for even the people that are in it right now. So they cut back everything in the program, and it really just harmed about 15,000 families and lives. So we're hoping that the Senate, the governor, the House, you know, really take the time to understand how much they harm so many people in the state of Michigan. I mean, it's going to, of course, probably harm Eisenhower quite dramatically. We're drafting up a letter now just in case we can't stay open. It's probably one of the hardest letters that we have ever had to do, because we've done nothing but just, in a quiet, strength way, sit in the background and just make people's lives better. So, even Eisenhower Center, which is considered one of the leaders in the country, has to really look to see if we can even stay open to help folks. That's why helping the military, getting the Selfridge up and running for them is what it's all about right now.
Amen. Yeah, John Kornack, man, I've seen it up close and personal. Your mission with your team at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, the Selfridge Project just north of Metro Detroit is amazing. Johnny, I'll do my best. I'll help the cause any way I can to protect those veterans and those people who suffer traumatic brain injuries. I have to run, big man. Thank you for your time. We'll talk soon.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Thanks for your time.
All right. There's John Kornack, heads up the Eisenhower Center. That Selfridge Project is pretty cool. Check out everything at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Big. Bad. Huge. The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a BetMGM Friday on the Michigan Sports Network. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Sign up now and use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to win free bets. That's bonus code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up right now. New customer offer paid in free bets. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 for free bets. That's SHEPBET100. Sign up now.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is our number two on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. 19 incredible radio stations. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. You can also listen on the free stream, which is part of the Michigan Sports Network digital destination at thehugeshow.net. On the iHeart in-vehicle dashboard app, search the Ticket West Michigan. Our flagship stations app, 106.1 FM and AM 1340 in Grand Rapids. You can listen on the iHeart in-vehicle app. Also on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show to get all the free podcasts. Same thing on your Apple mobile device. We're everywhere. Inside this hour, Superfly has set up outstanding interviews. Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com will talk about Juwan Howard in Michigan. Schedule came out yesterday. They played Michigan State twice. But they have the top recruiting class going into 2021. Plus, we'll get a Michigan football update. Ballas will be by in a few moments. Jeremy Plunk on the Preakness, second leg of the Triple Crown series. Then I'll get his pick in the Quahog Derby. And I'm going to read you John U. Bacon's story about Dr. Anderson and the connection to Bo Schembechler and what John U., who is based in Ann Arbor, who has penned a book on Bo. I'm going to read that story before we're done inside this hour. If you want to join in, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on the Huge text chain. That means you can text us anytime you want to. Just text the word HUGE to 21,000. That's huge. It's huge. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That's huge. Huge. It's a weird Friday, but man, hearing that news that if you're fully vaccinated, there is no mask mandate beginning tomorrow. Well, indoors or outdoors. And July 1st, there is no mask mandate for anybody vaccinated or non-vaccinated. And some people are clamoring, well, why not just start it right now? I think they're giving people 7 weeks, give or take, to get vaccinated. Now, a couple questions that we broached in hour number one. what effect will this no mask mandate have on outdoor youth sports, club rec, and the spring sports, the contact sports, including girls soccer and lacrosse? Could they go maskless beginning tonight or tomorrow? Now, Mark Huell, executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, said that they're waiting for an order. Now, what he hopes is that they just eliminate mask for outdoor playing. And that the kids don't have to do it, and they get a chance to have some normalcy. And what about the testing that's set to expire at the end of the month? Could they end that a little bit earlier? And that's where the club and rec teams who are going through it. Because what you're going to do with all this testing and everything going on, you're going to, it's probably already happened. A lot of kids just quit their teams. Either the parents just, you know, the parents are working, or you got a single mom or a single dad, or you got two parents and the babysitter can't take them, and you just had a lot of issues. So let's hope we can get back to normalcy, because this flip on mask, I mean, as late as the end of March, the CDC was saying, oh, it's, you know, another year, it could be Mother's Day. You know, Dr. Fauci was saying Mother's Day and, you know, mask. And then, you know, there's stories that, you know, half of Dr. Fauci's staff isn't even vaccinated. So this thing's been all over the place. And all I'll say is that I hope we learned our lesson to follow the medical science and data and not politics. That's it. And all these signs that the mask, if you're vaccinated, you don't need them indoors or outdoors beginning tomorrow, that the entire mask mandate will end on July 1st. It's bringing hope that our stadiums will be full. Possibly this summer at Comerica. You might want to venture and watch the Tigers if they got 15 or 20 wins. But college football, Spartan Stadium, the Big House, Western, Central, Eastern, Grand Valley, Saginaw Valley, Michigan Tech, and Houghton for our listeners on WMPL, Ferris State in beautiful Big Rapids, Hope College, Alma College, Albion, Wayne State, the GLIAC, Northwood, Hillsdale. We could have full stadiums. Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan Insider. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. Meyer proud to be a longtime partner with the University of Michigan Athletics. So, Chris, how do you read all this mask mandate dropping? And now July 1st, vaccinated or not vaccinated, is that a good sign? I think it is, in terms of full houses for football games this fall.
Yeah, I do, and I do wonder how, what Michigan's going to do, though. You know that Michigan's really conservative about that, and very, they're going to be very diligent. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if they said, hey, there are still going to be masks. In fact, I got a notice about a week ago for season ticket holders saying that they still weren't sure what's going to happen this fall, if they're going to, how many people are going to, they're going to allow in there. We renewed our season tickets, but I think it's still kind of up in the air as to what they're going to do. And you know what's crazy is that there's been declining attendance everywhere as it is in college football, especially young people and students, even at Alabama and other places, just aren't going to as many games as they used to, buddy. So it's going to be interesting. It would not surprise me at all if the 100,000 streak ended this fall. We've been having this debate on the Ford at thewolverine.com, and a lot of people think, well, people haven't seen football games there in a couple of years, so they're going to be excited to get back. But there are still a lot of people out there that are skittish, Bill, about this, about COVID. So I will be very interested to see what happens that first game in September against Western Michigan, how many people are actually there if they open it up.
Yeah, so let's say they open it up. Are they going to go full bore 100%? Are they going to say if you're vaccinated, that's the only way you get in? I mean, those are the questions we don't know, and we probably won't know until we get to, what, mid-August, right?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe a little before that, because people have to start making plans. But I do know that they are sending out applications and advertising for season tickets. So I think we did an informal poll on our website and of season ticket holders, and it was probably about 75% of people that said yes, they're going to renew their tickets. But 25% of those said no, and these are the diehards, man, that subscribe to our site. So you're talking about 25,000, probably a quarter of the people, obviously, that said they weren't going to renew their season tickets. Now, if that's indicative of the general population, and I'm guessing it is, again, these are the diehards on our website that subscribe to thewolverine.com, then it would not surprise me at all to see some of those games, the Western Michigans and teams like that, other MAC games on the schedule, not sell out. And that would be it'd be disappointing, but kind of a sign of the times, I guess. It's not going to be just a Michigan problem, I can promise you that. I would imagine Penn State, maybe not Ohio State, because those people are a little crazy. But other than that, I think you're going to see this as a nationwide thing. And you're going to see, it's not going to be, okay, everybody's open. It's not going to be like a national mandate and everybody can go. I think schools are going to make some decisions too here. But again, their athletic departments, budgets rely on football. So it is going to be tough, man. Tough decisions. I'm glad I'm not the one making them.
Michigan's going to be, as a university, which they are first, not a football program, that if you're requiring vaccinations to live on dorms on campus, is that what I read a week or so ago, right? Okay. You're going to have a tough time trying to explain to a family paying for their child, boy or girl, young man or woman, who needs a vaccination to live on campus, but you're going to allow people into a 100,000-seat stadium without vaccinations. My guess is, and again, I've heard nothing, it's just anything on campus that's going to have mass gatherings until further notice, and it could change between now. Look how quick this mask thing changed in the course of, you know, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. It could change, but right now I would think Michigan probably is banking on, if you want to go to the big house, you're going to have to be vaccinated. I'm guessing.
Yeah, and you make a great point. And, you know, it's going to look kind of hypocritical, right? But it's the moneymaker. And so, again, it's a balance there. There was an $80 million deficit last year because they didn't get the ticket revenue. And, of course, when you don't get the ticket revenue and there are no games and your football team isn't very good, then your royalties fall from sales of merchandise and everything else. And you talk about vendors and the stadium and everything. So it has a huge effect. So it will be fascinating to see how they handle it. And hopefully it's a non-issue. Hopefully this summer, you know, COVID is down to the point where people are doing things and getting back to normal. And I think a lot of people are now, and which is a great thing to see. But, it's really going to depend on what the university has to say about it. And Mark Schlissel, the president, has been very firm with some of his policies. And, it was really surprising to me that the Big Ten reversed course last year. And it took one heck of an uprising by a lot of people to do that, because the Big Ten and the northern schools are much more conservative than they are down south. So there's still a lot to be determined. We will be watching it closely this summer. But, hopefully it gets back to normal, man. And it's just an empty feeling when you go to that stadium and there's nobody there. You can only imagine what it's like for the players. But sitting up there in that press box, it was, it just wasn't the same. And fans are a huge part of what makes college football.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan Insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. And you mentioned it, that attendance was already down because I think people have their 110-inch screens and you can watch the game anywhere on any mobile device. And you have so many opportunities to watch replays if you subscribe here or there. Now you mix in the pandemic and a year lost, and you mix in the fact that there is not a lot of hype, if there's any hype, on this team going into the season, and it is a recipe for easily the lowest attendance year ever in Michigan football history.
Yeah, at least since the 1960s, when they weren't filling that place. And, when Bo Schembechler got here, that's what started the streak. But if you look at it, like you said, and not only on top of that, you've got PSDs, personal seat donations, and you've got ticket prices rising, and you've got people that are out of work. Let's be honest. A lot of people have lost their jobs during the pandemic, and they've had to bite the bullet a little bit or maybe taken pay cuts. We've seen that in the Michigan Athletic Department. So there are so many factors in play here that when people say, oh, that thing's going to sell out, out, and it's not going to be any problem getting to 110,000. I kind of laugh at that and think, you've got to be kidding me. I don't see it. But it is what it is. And I'll tell you what, if they start winning again like they should, and if Michigan is Michigan again, as it will be someday, who knows when, but, you know, it's then I would think that people will start to come back. We saw it, and we've seen it. People are, Michigan fans are loyal, but again, so many different factors. And like you said, the pandemic has had such an effect. There's no question in my mind that it will affect attendance to some degree this fall.
So you mentioned the 60s. You mentioned Bo Schembechler. This Dr. Anderson allegations that Schembechler knew former players, that Schembechler didn't protect him, connections there to the University of Michigan Athletic Department. When this is all said and done, with the legacy of Bo on campus survive in Ann Arbor? What do you think?
I think the legacy will, with the people who really loved him and, you know, knew him back then and followed him closely. I think there's going to be certainly an outcry, and probably a deserved one, among several people. And I have no idea what's going to happen. You know, people are talking about removing the statue, and people are talking about taking his name off of Schembechler Hall, and who knows what will happen. I've read some things. I've talked to people on both sides of it, some that said no, there was, you know, nothing ever happened. And then, of course, there's a laundry list of people. It's clear that something happened. But, you know, it's not something that we've spent a whole lot of time on. It's disappointing for sure. That it happened at the university, and that not more was done about it, if indeed that everything that people are saying and alleging is true, and we have no reason to doubt it. So, but in some sense, yeah, it's going to sully the legacy. It just is, and it's unfortunate that he's not here to defend himself and tell his side of the story. So same with Don Canham, because this all happened under his watch, and it certainly wasn't just one sport. And, you know, Dr. Anderson used to do all the physicals. I was talking to somebody today, used to do all the physicals at Pioneer High School right across the street. You know, that's how highly thought of he was, that he would go over there and do hundreds of physicals on the high school kids too. So really embarrassing, no question about it.
I said yesterday on Twitter at Huge Show, the Huge Show on Facebook, and also on air with a Huge Opinion, that if it's factual, if there's multiple people who can corroborate it, who aren't working together, then you have to look at it. But, you know, we do have two sides to every story, and I get the court of public opinion, but if it's factual, then the legacy will change, and the statue and the name and those things probably won't be on campus. But that's up to investigators, that's up to the school,
yep,
and that's up to the process, whether it's legal or private behind closed doors.
Yep, couldn't agree more, and it's above my pay grade. I'll tell you that again, another decision I'm glad I'm not involved with. I'm glad I'm just a measly sports writer, but can I just write about it and not have to make these decisions, because that's going to be a tough one.
Let's move on. I mentioned towards the end of yesterday's show, and I think Clayton Safey, a great insider from your team at thewolverine.com, talked about, is this outside of the Fab Five, the 2021 class, the best that Michigan's ever bringing into Ann Arbor when it comes to hoops?
It is. And, you know, they had the Fab 5-2 in the mid-90s when you had Robert Traylor and Maurice Taylor, and some of those guys panned out and some of them didn't. But on paper, yeah, this is the number one class in the country, and it's not really close. And the way he's doing it is pretty remarkable. I talked to Phil Martelli, Michigan's assistant, and I talked to Saadi Washington for our recent basketball recruiting issue, and they said watching Juwan Howard on a Zoom call, they are just blown away at his sincerity, his honesty. They had one kid ask him, hey, you know, what happens if I'm in a slump? Are you going to bench me? And are you going to, you know, pass me up? He goes, I have no way of knowing, he said, until we get to that position. He said, what I do know is that you're never going to be forgotten, and we're going to do everything we can, if that were the situation, to coach you up. But we're always going to do what's best for the team, because we're all about winning, just like you, is what they told him. And this kid was just about bound for Houston or somewhere else, and he said, all right, I'm in. And what Martelli said, he said he hasn't exceeded his expectations as a recruiter, but he said, when I'm sitting there on a Friday night or a Saturday and I've made seven calls and I'm exhaling and thinking, man, what am I doing? He said, well, you know what? Juwan Howard is doing the same thing. I have never seen a head coach as involved as he is with these kids. And even the ones that they don't get have said, there were two kids, Peyton Watson, I believe it was, and another kid that ended up at Auburn. They listed Michigan, and they said they finished second. And they said, look, you know, he said, I have never had a coach care as much about me and my family. He said, even when I committed somewhere else, he wasn't trying to convince me. He was just checking in on me to make sure I was okay. That's the kind of guy he is. The humility, the hard work, boy, what he's done in just 2 years here has been remarkable. And I had my questions, as you know, about the hire, but so far so good. You couldn't have asked for more from a guy in that position.
Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Meyer proud to be a longtime partner with University of Michigan Athletics. And also Meyer proud to announce that the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give is back June 17th through June 20th at the Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township, just north of GR. Speaking of golf, next week, the Tullymore Golf Resort Spring Football Summit will take place next Thursday and Friday. Ballas and Doug Skeen, five-time Big Ten champion offensive lineman, will break down Michigan. Look ahead to the season. We'll talk about Michigan State, the rest of the Big Ten, top 25. We'll get to the Lions. Who's good? Who's great? Goff or Stafford? That will be the Tullymore Golf Resort Spring Football Summit next Thursday and Friday here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Chris Ballas, the helipad atop the Wolverine.com tower in Ann Arbor. They will fly in and pick up Skeen at his mini horse ranch just north of Detroit. He raises little those miniature horses. I don't know why he's a big guy, but whatever. They're going to fly up to Tullymore in Canadian Lakes and join me for a couple of days. It will be awesome, Chris. We will talk soon.
Can't wait. Thanks, Billy.
All right. I think he likes it that Skeen gets jabbed a little because he always gets jabbed. All right, speaking of jabs and kicks and punches, UFC 262 is happening this weekend, and my friends from the DraftKings Sportsbook app want you to download the app, and this is for new users. Use the promo code HUGE when you sign up, and you'll be able to bet $1, and if the fighter you pick wins, you win $100. That's 100-1 odds with the DraftKings Sportsbook app, the official sports betting partner of UFC. And you have UFC 262 happening on Saturday night. And if the MMA isn't for you, the DraftKings Sportsbook app offers great odds and promotions on baseball, basketball, hockey, golf, soccer, and so much more. Just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code HUGE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win in UFC 262 this weekend. Place your bet and watch the fist fly. That's code HUGE for that shot to turn $1 into $100, 100-1 odds on select main card fighters Saturday night in UFC 262. And the DraftKings Sportsbook, proud to be the official sports betting partner of UFC. If someone or if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 years of age and older, in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. To the callers online, Michigan will hear you next.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your auto value. Hard store,
where service is the difference. We get it.
5-quart jugs of Valvoline full synthetic motor oil are now just $31.99 after rebate. Easy Chill air conditioning recharging kits are just $29.99, and Wizard's Mist and Shine is just $10.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with coupon code FAST15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Hi, it's Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros. Join me, Danny Cahalan, and Ryan Elke Monday morning at 6 to talk Lions, Wolverines, Spartans, and all things Michigan, all across the state and online anytime at MichiganSportsNetwork.com.
Huge here for my good friends from DraftKings. Now, they're the official sports betting partner of UFC. And the DraftKings Sportsbook app has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's UFC 262 card. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right, $1 on select fighters. And if they win, you win $100. Just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet and watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code HUGE when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up, and you could turn $1 into $100 on select main card fighters for a limited time and only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Help line at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and over in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. Now, they are a Michigan-based company, so that means all the money you spend at your local Auto Value store or Auto Value Service Center will stay right here in Michigan. For a location close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it. Now, your local Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store. Let's go check in with our horse racing insider, Jeremy Plunk, with Keeneland, and also horseplayernow.com. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Welcome back, Jeremy.
Good to be with you, Bill. This middle jewel of the Triple Crown's a little different than the ones we've seen in recent years.
Yeah, and you have the Baffert story and Medina Spirit, and Baffert a few days ago said it was an antifungal med given to Medina Spirit that had steroid in it. Now, three drug tests happening for Medina Spirit here over the last 20 hours or so at Pimlico outside of Baltimore. Is Baffert and the horse going to get cleared? What's your gut on this?
I mean, he's not going to get cleared of the disqualification in the Kentucky Derby. That split sample's probably going to come back and confirm it. And I think he will be disqualified as the official winner of the Kentucky Derby. However, the split sample's going to take more time to come back, just the way the labs work, than what we can do as far as the time frame between the Derby and the Preakness, which is only 2 weeks apart. So he's going to be pre-race drug tested yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And he'll pass those tests probably cleanly, I would suppose, because the test that he took yesterday that came back from earlier in the week was showing that he was clean. So I can't imagine there'd be anything from this point forward. I think he'll go ahead and he'll race. The big question will be is, what was the medication? What was the enhancement that he got from it? and how will that affect his performance or not affect his performance in the Preakness? It is, as a person who has followed the horse racing industry for 25, 30 years now professionally, Bill, I can tell you it's a 50-50 call, you know. I do not support the theory that it's just an antifungal cream that was on the horse's back end. It's steeped through. The number, when we talk about, picograms and all these measurements, how small they are, but, you know, that's like based on like a milliliter of blood. It's not based on the entire horse. So what sounds like a scant or trace amount in the public, they've done a very good job in public relations, the Baffert camp. He's got an attorney. He's a good public speaker. He's done a very good job painting his picture of him just having a situation where zero tolerance tripped him up, that there was just so little in this horse's system that it was just a zero tolerance problem. And he's making it out to be the victim here. I think that's wrong. I don't think that's the case. And the medication that was found in him is used in horses to block pain and to help ease pain in their joint. Think of it like a relief pitcher in baseball during the steroid era, Bill. There were guys who were taking steroids to get bulked up and hit home runs, right? We saw Barry Bonds, Brady Anderson transformed his body. There were also relief pitchers and guys like Andy Pettit using it so that they could go out to the mound every 5-6 days and recover. And relief pitchers so they could go out and throw 3-4 nights a week and recover. I think what we're looking at with this Baffert horse, Medina Spirit, he's not a big hulkish horse. He did not get the juice or the hop to win the Kentucky Derby. What he did was over months was building up in training, out of competition training, using this stuff so that when he was a little sore one morning and couldn't do as much exercise, he didn't know it. And this medication allowed him to work hard. And Baffert's reputation in horse racing for decades has been he trains horses harder and faster than everybody else. That's why he's so good. Well, other people can't get away with training their horses that hard and fast without them getting injured. And I think this is catching up with him, whereas he thought the amount would be out of the horse's system by the Kentucky Derby. It wasn't. There was enough left in the system that it came up in a post-race test. And so I think this is one of those build-em-up kind of medications and medication situations and not necessarily just juicing a horse for a race. So I think if people think that he just suddenly ran great in the Kentucky Derby because he was juiced up and now he's going to have this big regression, I don't think that's what's going to happen. But I'm telling you, it's a 50-50 deal.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, I used antifungal cream on my athlete's foot for like 2 weeks, and I got banned from my adult softball league. So I know what Medina Spirit is feeling. And what's interesting, off of what you just said about that horse and about Baffert, even with the allegations and the disqualification, as I look at the 2021 Preakness Stakes and some of the odds, and they may be updated, but your favorite, one of two favorites to win that race tomorrow, you have Medina Spirit, the disqualified Kentucky Derby winner, and also you have Concert Tour at 5-2, and I think Medina Spirit at 9-5. So the horse racing industry and the bettors are still supporting the disqualified Kentucky Derby champ.
Yeah, that's the morning line odds. That's the projection of what the track odds maker thinks will be. I think when you see the odds, I think he's going to drift up a little bit. There will be some contrarian thoughts, some suspicious eyes that go to other horses. Now, Concert Tour is also trained by Bob Baffert. The second favorite in this race is another Baffert horse. So it's one of those things, you know. If you're going to, like, are you turning on the horse, Medina Spirit, because you don't think he can run that race back without any sort of medication help? Or are you turning against Bob Baffert saying, well, there's no way Bob Baffert will take an edge in this race, right? If you don't think Bob Baffert's going to take an edge in this race, then you can't land on Concert Tour either, you know? So, like, for me as a bettor, I'm trying to go through all these different scenarios and think, okay, well, where do I head? To me, the next best horse is Midnight Bourbon, and that's the one I'm going to take a chance to win the race with. I just hope everybody else doesn't do the same thing and we get lower odds on Midnight Bourbon than he deserves. He should be about a 5-1 proposition to beat those two horses. But if everybody kind of lands on the next best alternative, he could go lower in price and it could be a bad value bet, you know. But this race, I will tell you this, is the most perplexing, difficult race to read I've ever been a part of in my life. I've covered all these big Triple Crown races since the beginning of the 2000s and going back into the 1990s. I've never had a race where I could honestly go on a radio show or write something in print where I have no idea to a 180-degree angle. You know, it's like sometimes you're like, oh, this is a tough race. I'm not sure who's going to win. I really don't know if the Baffert horses are going to run great or implode. I don't know.
Jeremy Plunk from Keeneland and also horseplayernow.com, one of the best horse racing insiders in America. Yeah, you know what? I start every show at 3 o'clock statewide in Michigan where I have no clue. And that's where I start every broadcast. Superfly Hayes, my producer, who you talked to when he called you, said, quote, that cheater horse lost me $50.
Yeah, it's... You know, this is a tough one. I've been on, this is probably about the 10th different show I've done across the country, and a lot of you guys are not horse racing guys, right? You're sports people drawn into this story because it is the Triple Crown and because it is so unique and it touches a nerve. And it's hard for me, like as a racing guy, to give you assurance that everything's okay, because I really don't know that, to be honest with you. The testing procedures that are in place are there. They get challenged in court sometimes. Sometimes they hold up in court. Sometimes they don't. We know some designer drugs that do hop a horse or juice a horse have been known to show up different in tests, and they send a false positive for another drug in a test. So there's a scenario out there, and people have speculated around that maybe it isn't even the drug that shows up on the test that actually was in his system. So we don't know, and this is really an uncertain thing. That's why I say bet against the two Baffert horses, but don't go throw the mortgage at it, because they might just still be the best, and it's going to be very difficult, a very difficult race to get a feel for.
I'm trying to think of the Friday before the Derby. Who was the long shot? Was it Mandolin that you told us, or Mandolin that you told us to bet?
No, I wish it was. Dynamic One was the long shot I threw in there, and he's still running, I believe. I think if you watch the race in reverse on replay, you might be able to catch that.
Hold on. I'm scrolling down the list right now. I was looking for that. The Dynamic One finished 1-8. That would be 18th. All right, so who's your long shot for our listeners all across Michigan, Jeremy? Who's your long shot in the Preakness in Baltimore? Who is it?
Okay, I think, yeah, Midnight Bourbon is the horse I think is going to win. But for a long shot play, there's a horse coming from Japan. His name is France Go De Ina. He's got France in his name, but he's from Japan. He's a horse who's going to be coming from the back of the pack. He ran a good race in Dubai last time. He's never run against the U.S. horses, but the ones who have come over here from Japan in the Triple Crown in recent years haven't been embarrassed. They've been able to hold up a little bit, and I think a horse from the back of the pack's got a chance to come on and do a little bit of damage in this race. I don't know if he'll win, but if you're betting second, third, trifectas, things like that, I think you want to use France Go De Ina as the long shot in the Preakness.
Jeremy, thanks for the update on Baffert, on Medina Spirit, looking back at the Derby, the disqualification, and also looking ahead to the 2021 Preakness outside of Baltimore. Always good to hear your voice. Stay safe. Enjoy the weekend.
All right. Take care, Bill.
Yeah, he knows. I'm telling you, man. Eddie Olczyk and him are the best in the business. For a while, I think NBC was using him, kind of his thoughts. I don't know, again, with his Keeneland and horseplayernow.com, where you can get horse updates. By the way, if you want to bet the Preakness tomorrow, download that DraftKings Sportsbook app and go ahead and wager. Who did he say was his long shot? Was it Midnight Bourbon? That's a 5-1. France Godin. What were the odds on France Godin? I just had him here. What'd I do? Click it off? All right, here it is. I got him. Don't worry. I don't know why I'm yelling at myself. France Godina, 20-1. It's the 7-horse, lucky 7. Oh, I got to throw $100 on it. I do. He told me, because if I don't, I forgot what horse he said. Again, I was busy. And when they disqualified him, I thought it was Mandolin, the horse that finished second, because that was a pretty good long shot. So 20-1 on the morning line on France Godina. Okay, Dana? Hey, how you doing? I'm Dana. What's your name? Frenchie? So that's 20-1 on the morning line. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and get in on the Derby. Not Derby, it's Pimlico. I almost said Pimlico. Pimlico. It's the Preakness, second leg of the Triple Crown Series tomorrow, and you can bet the ponies on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app.
Every everything huge 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Score a major payday this May with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Register using code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Pistons or the Nuggets. And if either team hits a three, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on basketball and hockey playoffs or just wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for the action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code SHEPBET100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on either the Pistons or the Nuggets. And if Detroit or Denver hits a three, you're a winner. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Now, they're located less than an hour north of Grand Rapids and close to where everybody's listening right now on the Huge Radio Network. They're one of America's top golf destinations. Both 18-hole layouts are now open. The wonderful Tullymore Golf 18 and St. Ives has 18 holes that will make you feel like you're in northern Michigan. So here's what you need to do. You can just book a tee time if you're within an hour or so and just want to drive in and play 18 or 36 at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Go to TullymoreGolf.com right now to book your tee time and get the phone number if you want to talk to one of their professionals inside the pro shop. That's TullymoreGolf.com. And they have great stay and play packages happening now through May. TullymoreGolf.com. Real estate. You want to build a place or buy a place at Tullymore? Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com.
The second leg of Racine's most prestigious series is here, and you can get in on all the action with TwinSpire's money-back offer. Place a win bet on any race at Pimlico this week, including the 146 running of the Preakness Stakes, and TwinSpire's will give you your money back if your horse finishes second or third. TwinSpire's, download the app, get to the post, and bet today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpire's.com. Opt-in required with a max refund of $10. Expires May 15th. Must be 18 or legal wagering age. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Van Andel Institute is seeking runners to join the Van Andel Institute Marathon team for the 2021 Bank of America Chicago Marathon and the TCS New York City Marathon. VAI's marathon teams raise funds for research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's. Learn more at VAI.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. My friends from Meijer wanted me to pass along the fact that they now are doing walk-in appointments, which I did yesterday. I got my first Pfizer shot at the Meijer Pharmacy, East Beltline, NGR, Knapp's Corner. I'll get my second shot in 3 weeks. It was a simple, easy process. I had no side effects. Arm didn't hurt. Pros there inside the Meijer Pharmacy took care of me. They're doing this at all Meijer locations across Michigan. So just walk in. You can register online. Go to Meijer.com. But you can walk in and register in probably 15-minute process, depending on how busy they are, at your local Meijer Pharmacy, and you can get the vaccination. I feel good about it. And then today we're getting all the news that if you are fully vaccinated, not one shot, but fully vaccinated and beyond the 2 weeks, beginning tomorrow, you do not need a mask indoors or outdoors, anywhere. Nothing. And the governor announced July 1st, vaccinated or not vaccinated, the mask mandate will be done in Michigan. So we're waiting to see if the new epidemic orders come out, and Mark Yule, executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, that conversation coming up here in about 20 minutes if you missed it. Will they lift the mask mandate? He was hoping they would lift it tonight. Could it happen tomorrow? Maybe probably Monday? I don't know. For the contact sports, the spring contact sports, girls soccer and boys lacrosse. And if it's lifted, that would really help that 13 and up group who are playing club sports or rec sports all across Michigan. So you can stay up to date at MHSAA on Twitter. Once they know, they'll let you know. MHSAA on Facebook and online at MHSAA.com. I know I've refreshed it a million times and no update yet, but man, it's a great feeling to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's awesome, and I had no reservations about getting the vaccine. And that's my personal choice and what I've said all along since this pandemic started, that every decision you make for yourself or your family, that is your right and your choice, and I respect it. All of you. I do. I respect it. So pop into your local Meijer pharmacy, and Meijer also really proud to announce getting through this pandemic, and this will help with the mask mandate that the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give that benefits local food pantries in Michigan is back June 17th through the 20th at the Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township, just north of Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. Ticket, tourney info, and more. Available 24/7 at MeijerLPGAClassic.com. That is MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Big